A blessed day to you all, Crossroad Church. Yes, switch po kami ni Pastor Al today. So I am Citas. I'm married to Pastor Al for almost 24 years now. And we have 4 wonderful children. Masaya po kami na makapaglingkod sa Panginoon in whatever and wherever He calls us to. At ngayon pong umaga na ito, ngayong araw na ito, we welcome everyone of us here. Marami po tayong sumasamba sa Panginoon ngayon. Ito po ang unang linggo ng ating balik ECQ. And whatever situation we are in, saan man tayo dalhin ng Panginoon, ay patuloy tayong magpupuri at magdadakila sa Kanya. For He is our mighty God who is mighty to save and to heal us. Amen. Itutuloy lamang po natin ang ating series na po sa ating pong Book of John. And I have 2 questions po sa bawat isa sa atin, no? And no need to answer the question online. Sulat niyo lamang po sa inyong notebook ang sagot sa 2 tanong. Number 1 question, what is the most expensive gift you have ever given to someone? Ayan. Ano po ang pinakamahal na regalo na iyong naibigay na sa isang tao? At question number 2, why that gift? So, bakit mo iyon binigay? Bakit yung gift na iyon ang iyong ibinigay sa kanya? Praise God that today we celebrate the best gift of all, the most expensive gift of all, the incomparable gift of all, and that is the gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus. We have all the reasons to worship Him because we have received this wonderful gift of Jesus. At ito po ang ating pagbubulay-bulayan ngayon about the preciousness of Jesus, the worth that He should have in our lives because first, He is the giver of the best gifts. Tayo pong lahat ay manalangin sa lubungin ng ating Panginoon na may pagpupuri at pasasalamat. Hallelujah God, we bless your name today. Kahit po nasa ECQ kami, kahit po nasa lugar kami ng limitasyon, hindi pa rin kami malilimitahan ng aming pakikinig ng iyong mga salita at gayon din Panginoon ang pagsunod ng may pagmamahal sa iyong mga salita sa amin. Dalawin mo kami, Holy Spirit, each home, each heart, each desperation and dream for you, O Lord. We would like to pray, Lord, that you will teach us, Holy Spirit, to be humble and to be learners today of your word. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, balikan lang po natin ang Book of John, no? Nasa chapter 12 na po tayo. So in chapters 1 to 11, ayan, it talks about the ministry of Jesus in 3 years. So nandun na po, nakapaloob sa 11 kapitulo ang mga ministeryo ng Panginoong Jesus nung siya ay lumabas na, nagpakilala na as the Messiah. 3 taong po ministeryo yung nakapaloob sa chapters 1 to 11. And when it comes, no, pagpasok na po ng chapter 12, ito na po ang at mga last days of Jesus' ministry. Ang kanyang halos 7 araw na natitira, isang linggo natitirang ministeryo. So, from chapter 12 to the chapter 21st of the book of John, we will see the last days of Jesus' ministry. Well, kung mapapansin po natin, no, in chapters 1 to 11, these are chapters of belief and unbelief. No, makita natin ang mga taong sumusunod sa kanya, the officials, the leaders, even the disciples, no, talagang nakita lumabas ang kanilang mga tunay na pagtitiwala sa Diyos at gayon din naman yung mga nagtanong kay Jesus at na talagang nagkaroon ng question ay iniwanan po siya. So we see not only belief and unbelief in chapters 1 to 11, but we also see love and hate. We see who's for him and who's against him. Sa buhay po natin pagsunod sa Panginoon, ang aming dalangin, bawat isa po sa atin ay manatili po na nagtitiwala at nananampalataya sa Panginoon hanggang dulo. So today we will be discussing chapter 12. And this records, no po, the last few days of Jesus on earth. Today we will be discussing the first part of how Jesus walked through the ending part of his life and ministry on earth. So tayo pong lahat ay magbasa ng salita ng Panginoon in chapter 12 verses 1 to 11. Kung makikita nyo po sa inyong screen, basahin nyo po ito ng malakas. Let us all together read the word. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put on it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save the perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him. To God be the glory for the reading of his word. Chapter 11 last week, we talked about raising up again as Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Well, this account shows talaga po different responses, no, of to different people. At makita po natin na yung pong pagpunta po ni Jesus sa Bethany ay pagbabalik na po niya ito. Dahil po mapapansin natin na sumikat po ang Panginoong Jesus sa chapter 11 nung pag-raise ni Lazarus from the dead. At pagsikat po na ganon, hindi po natuwa ang lahat. At doon po ay nag-plot na ng arrest, no, warrant of arrest ang mga officials at ang mga Pharisees para po dakipin ang Panginoong Jesus. But we can see, doon po, babalikan lang natin ang ilang verses sa chapter 11. Kung meron po kayong Bible dyan, yung pong 11 chapter 11 verse 54, nagpunta po ang Panginoong Jesus, no, kasama ang kanyang mga disciples sa isang tahibig na lugar, ilang, no, away from people, kasi nga po ay nandun na, mainit na, may tension na para siya ay dakipin. At ang ganda po because he stayed with his disciples doon sa ilang na iyon called the village of Ephraim. And ito na yung pagkakataon na talagang kailangang harapin na ng Panginoong Jesus ang last days of his life. So with courage and bravery, he went back. No? And he went back to his friends, to the house, no, of his close friends. So, this happened during the 6 days before the Passover. Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So, makita po natin na si Jesus, no, is moving into danger, not away from it, because he knows that this is the hour for him to give his life. Ang araw po na ito ay araw ng Sabado at kanila pong sineselebrate ang Passover feast. Remember, when we say about Passover, ang mga Israelita ay matapat na kanilang nire-remember ang Passover because this is the great event of God's redemption, no? Sa bayan ng Israel mula dun sa kanilang pag-i-stay ng 400 years sa Egypt at niligtas sila ng Panginoon mula sa slavery. Yun po yung pagpapahid ng dugo ng hayop sa pintuan. And imagine, here in this account, 6 days, Jesus will become the Passover lamb. Siya po ang bibigay ng dugo. Siya po ang magbibigay ng buhay. Siya ang mamamatay para sa ating lahat. Well, before this happens, no, ay siya po ay nag-spend ng dinner with his beloved friends. And verse 2 tells us that a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Ang ganda po nung sinabi na may purpose yung fellowship, may purpose yung gathering, may purpose yung celebration. And that is for Jesus' honor. So makita po natin, Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table. At talaga pong this is a thank you dinner for Jesus, no? Sa kanya pong pagbabalik buhay, pagbibigay ng buhay kay Lazarus. This is not just an ordinary evening meal among friends. Its focus is on Jesus, on His amazing power. In blessing the family, in blessing the siblings, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, and of course, raising Lazarus from the dead. Actually po, sa account ng Matthew at Mark, makikita po natin sa Matthew chapter 26 at Mark chapter 14, na may isinulat din po ang atin pong mga apostol na Mateo at Mark na ang kwento po na ito ay nangyari po sa bahay, no, ni Simon the leper, not in the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. So, nandun po ang host po ay si Simon the leper. Sa pagkakataon na ito ay wala na po siyang leprosy. Because kung meron pa po siyang leprosy ay hindi po siya pwedeng lapitan. Now, leprous people are outcast and doomed na po to death. But imagine the gathering with the ex-leper and the ex-dead man. Imagine po natin yung fellowship na ito ng ang kasama ng Panginoong Jesus ay isang dating may ketong at ang dating patay na tao. Imagine po natin, mga kapatid, tayo pong mga COVID survivors. Meron po tayong isang fellowship na talagang it calls for great celebration. Why? Because we all see the wonders of Christ's power. Amen? So this is a great celebration. Imagine niyo na po na tayo ay kasama doon. Tayong pinaghimalaan ng Diyos. Tayong pinagaling ng Diyos. Tayong pinansin, tinanggap, at patuloy na binibisita ng Panginoong Jesus. What a great celebration. And today, just like this, when we gather in our worship, it's a great celebration. Kung ikaw ay nakatanggap ng kagalingan, pagpapala, at pagtulong ng Panginoon, why don't you raise your hands, click in the comment box, the emoticon of two hands raising up to Jesus. And as you raise your hands to Jesus, clicking that emoticon, masasabi mo na, I am healed by the Lord. I am blessed by Him. And today, I celebrate life with my Creator, with my Redeemer, with my God who loves me unconditionally. Hallelujah. we celebrated you all, Crossroad. So balikan po natin, Jesus came to the last Sabbath and He chose to share dinner with His beloved friends. These friends are tender people. He loved these people. 6 days away from thorns, from the nails, fear, hatred, and the sin bearing upon His shoulders, He, Jesus, seeks the love and affection of His dear friends. Remember, Jesus was in a 100% human body as a man with feelings, emotions, and needs. And this is the time that He sought His friends. This is the time that He desired to spend His last days with His beloved friends. And what is the atmosphere in the house of Simon the leper? Oh, we see Martha served. Grabe po si Martha, nagpatuloy siyang mag-serve sa Panginoon. Despite in the last story that we have read, na-rebuke siya ni Jesus. Na-correct siya ni Jesus, di ba? Pero hindi po siya tumiklop. Hindi po siya nagtampo. Hindi siya na-offend. Pagdating ni Jesus back to Bethany, Martha still served Jesus. Praise the Lord for Martha's. Praise the Lord sa mga in love sa Panginoon at talagang ang love language nyo ay acts of service. Pero kahit na kinokorek kayo at naaayos ang puso, no, sa tamang posture ng paglilingkod, ay hindi kayo umaalis sa pagmamahal at paglilingkod sa Panginoon. So we see here Martha served. And we also see here Lazarus. He dined with Jesus. He was reclining with Jesus. We see here the posture of intimacy, the posture of closeness, the posture of dependence on Jesus. And then came Mary. Let us read back in verse 3. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped His feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Grabe po! Perhaps the whole family planned this moment, this celebration. Perhaps they pulled their savings together, no, to buy this precious gift. Or perhaps naman, talagang tinatago ni Mary, pamana ng kanyang mama, yung valuable and expensive perfume na ito. Pero whatever it is, inilabas niya ito at ibinigay niya ang lahat ng laman ng perfume na ito sa Panginoong Jesus mula sa kanyang paanan. What a detailed story! Not theological or doctrinal. It's really a story. It's a narrative story of how Mary, no, anointed Jesus. And this shows Mary's sanctified love in every detail. Sanctified because it's sacrificial, total, complete, unrestrained love. The heart of Mary was bursting. Hindi na po ito plano, hindi na po ito premeditated, hindi po ito calculative love. Because she knows the event of that night. And the event of that night is to honor Jesus. The circumstance, the situation, the atmosphere is all about honoring Jesus. And we see the kind of gift that Mary gave, a pint. Litra, ang sabi po doon eh. 11 ounces of pure nard, expensive, poured it on Jesus' feet. And she wiped Jesus' feet with her hair. What a gesture of giving honor to Jesus. This is a lavish way to express overwhelming, sanctified love and affection. And that today, because of this, I entitled this message, Sanctified Love. Sanctified love. Why sanctified? Because this love is consecrated. This love is set apart. This love is dedicated, this love is devoted only for Jesus. Yung pag-ibig na ito ay walang kaparis, walang kapantay, walang papantay, walang sukat, walang bilang na pagmamahal kasi para sa Diyos. Love is love. Love that knows no limit, without restraint, extravagant, humble, generous. She gave everything. It's just like David in 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24. Nung binibili ni David yung lot, yung land, hectares of land kay Arauna para maghandog siya sa Panginoon. Ayaw siyang pabayari ni Arauna because he is the king of Israel. Pero, alam niyo po, ang sabi ni David, no, I insist paying you for it. Because I will not sacrifice to the Lord. My God, I will not sacrifice to the Lord, my God, burnt offerings that cost me nothing. Nadaanan po natin yan sa ating devotionals. Amazing, David. He cannot afford to give God anything that cost him nothing. And this is a sanctified love. Out of that expression of Mary's extravagant love, lavish love, unrestrained, sanctified love for Jesus, came the ugly interruption. Let us read, no? Sabi dito, in verse 4, may nagsalita eh. Hindi pa nagtatagal ang sambyo ng bango ng perfume ni Mary na ibinuhos sa paana ng Panginoon, Jesus. May nagsalita. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Grabe po, no? Sa gitna ng napakaganda at nakakatulalang pagkakaloob ni Mary kay Jesus, ay mayroong dumating na napakapangit, scandalous act to Jesus na talagang nagpasagwa, nagpadilim ng bahay na iyon. Punong-puno ng hatred si Judas. Pero ang sabi po sa verse natin, in verse 4, sino ba itong nagsalita na ito? It was Judas Iscariot who was later to betray him. When we look at the verses, no? Pagka ito na, parating na tayo sa closing ng ministry ni Jesus, every time Judas' name is being mentioned, laging kasunod who was later to betray him. Kaya mga kapatid, ito ay paalala sa atin. Sino muna ba ito na nagsasalita? At paano natin siya papakinggan? Ganon din po sa buhay natin. Hindi po tayo basta-basta tumatanggap ng invitation. Mag-coffee tayo minsan, ha? Kumain tayo. Try natin yun. Mag-dine tayo doon. Usap din tayo. Bago po tayo maki-coffee at bago tayo maki-fellowship sa ibang mga tao, tignan po muna natin, sino ba to? At kung magsasalita ito sa akin, pakikinggan ko ba ito? What life does he carry? Anong buhay niya bago ako maki-coffee sa kanya? Remember? Yes, Judas spoke, no, biglaan dito sa bahay na ito. Pero sinabi ni John, Judas was the one who would later betray Jesus. Kaya titingnan po natin kung mapapakinggan po siya. Grabe po ang naging ending ng buhay ni Judas. He cast his lot thinking he will be wealthy. He cast his lot thinking he will be elevated to some position of power and authority. Sabi ni Jesus sa John chapter 17 verse 12, nagpray si Jesus, ang sabi niya, kay God the Father, while I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost, except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. What a horrible man and what a horrible interruption he made to such a lavish expression of love and affection of Mary to Jesus. Kung titignan po natin, si Mary nagbigay ng isang pint, isang litra, 11 ounces of solid talagang grabing oil at pabango sa paana ng Panginoon. And remember Judas who betrayed Jesus? He sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. So pagka sinabi po ni Judas na why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? In verse 5, it was worth a year's wages. No? Sinabi po ni Judas na bakit na lang hindi natin ipagpinagbili yung perfume na yan? At yung pera na pinambili ay ibigay natin sa mga mahihirap. Alam niyo ba kung anong worth niyan? Worth niyan isang taong sweldo. Ayan. So let's take a look, no? Sa panahon natin ngayon, i-compare natin yung worth ng isang pint na pabango ni Mary at ang 30 pieces silver ni Judas. So dalawang bagay ang pinapakita po dito sa expression ni Judas na ito eh. Sabi dito, the oil was really expensive. It cost 1 year's wage. Sa Pilipinas po ngayon, ang daily minimum wage po natin ay nagpa-vary, no, from region to region. Pero minimum wage is 316 pesos to 537 pesos a day, no? At meron po tayong 261 working days. At kung i-multiply po natin yan sa araw ng ating pinagtatrabaho, minimum is 82,476 pesos to 140,157 pesos a year. Ayan, magtrabaho po para mayroon tayong ganitong pera. No? Hallelujah! Bumibilang ang araw at sana bumibilang din ang ating paglago sa ating pagtatrabaho. Pero kung titingnan po natin how Jesus was sold by Judas by 30 pieces of silver. Ang 30 pieces of silver daw po sa panahon natin ngayon cost $197.40 or 9,870 pesos today. So kinuha ko na lamang po yung 140 pesos, 140,157 na worth today ng year's wage po natin. Yun daw po ang equivalent ng isang pint at isang litra na pure nard ni Mary eh. 140,157 pesos. Hallelujah! At ang worth ng 30 pieces of silver ay 9,870 lamang. Kung titingnan po natin yung ating pie, 9,870 pesos or 30 pieces of silver is just 7% of 140,157 years' wage worth of perfume. Ang lakas ng loob ni Judas na mag-betray sa Panginoon, pero ang mura lang, ang cheap ng pag-ibig, wala nga ang cheap po ng kanyang pagpapalit sa Savior. But Mary did not calculate whatever she would like to give to Jesus. Why? Because the purpose is to honor Jesus. John, the apostle, tells us in verse 6 what is in Judas' heart. Sabi po sa verse 6, he did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, a keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Kaya rin nagsalita si Judas. Nagsasabi na bakit hindi na lang natin ipagbili ang perfume na yan. Sayang, sana pinagbili na lang natin at yung pera ay binigay na lang natin sa mahihirap. Nakinig sila, pero hindi naman nila pinakinggan si Judas. Pero sa ibang account, meron pa rin nagsabi, yes, tama si Judas. Meron pa rin nag-cheer up kay Judas at naniwala sa kanya. Pero makita po natin dito, he did not say this because he cared about the poor. John exposed the true heart of Judas here. As he saw people grow to love Jesus more, he became to hate Jesus more. Remember, the book of John is about belief and unbelief. Jesus causes love and people not chose to hate Jesus, no, dahil sa kanyang pag-ibig. He saw everything, Judas saw everything becoming wrong. But he has to keep up with his hypocrisy. When he saw the direction, he didn't think it should go. He began embezzling, he began na makialam sa maliit na pera na magsusustain para sa kanya. He wanted the money and all the money he could get. He was ready now to get out. Aalis siya. Pero gusto pa rin niya may makuha para sa kanya. And whatever would have happened to Jesus, sinabi na ni Jesus, malapit na. The hour is about to come. I will give my life as a ransom for the world. Judas met. But Judas wanted one thing. He wanted to get out from Jesus, but he wanted to get more money. He wanted much as he could get. Greed, ambition, worldliness, self-interest owned the heart of Judas. How suicidal, deadly it is when our hearts don't match the worth of Jesus. Kasama mo na si Jesus, nakita mo ng pinaghimalaan ng napakaraming mga tao, ngunit hindi doon at nakatuon doon ang iyong buhay, pag-ibig, pagsunod kay Jesus. Ang laman ng puso ni Judas ay pag-iimbot, pagiging sakim, ang kanyang ambisyon, ang kanyang pagtingin sa mundo, at ang kanyang sarili lamang. Let us take a look at the contrast between Mary and Judas. So, gamitin ko po mga picture ng mga millennial ngayon. Let's take a look at the modern Mary and the modern Judas. Mary's heart was full of wonder and thankfulness of joy, overflowing in lavish demonstrations of affection. Judas' heart felt none of that, but valued more than he valued Jesus. Grabe, no? Isang puso mapagpasalamat, isang puso natutuwa at nagagalak sa Panginoon, kaya siya ay mayroong affection. At pinapakita niya ito sa kanyang action. Subalit si Judas, wala po siyang ibang nararamdaman, kundi ang kanyang pagdama sa pera. Mary loved Jesus. Judas loved money. Mary's heart corresponded to the treasure that Jesus is. Tumutugon ang puso ni Mary sa ganda at ningning ng Panginoong Jesus. Judas' heart contradicted the treasure that Jesus is. Mary's perfume had filled the house with its fragrance. Grabe po, ang pabango ni Mary ay pumuno sa loob ng tahanan. The poison of Judas' words turned the event toxic and contaminated the air. The value is set by the man who knew the price of everything, but the value of nothing. That's Judas. Among the disciples of Jesus, grabe po ang panukat ni Judas. Alam niya ang lahat ng presyo. Alam niya kung anong lahat ng maganda. Alam niya ang lahat ng valuable. Pero wala siyang value. Bakit? Dahil hindi niya binalue ang pinaka-valuable sa lahat. And that is Jesus, the Master, the Savior, and the Lord. Sabi po ni John Piper, "It is a beautiful thing when the word of Jesus and the love of his followers match. When the value of his perfections and the intensity of our affections correspond. And it is not beautiful but suicidal when they don't." Grabe po. sa ating pagsunod at pagdakila at pagsamba sa Panginoon na siyang sinasabi ng ating mga labi. Sana po nagkukorespond nga po ito sa ating affection at sa ating action. Saan? Sa kagandahan at halaga ng kaperpektuhan at tindi ng pagmamahal din naman ng Panginoon sa atin. At kung hindi daw po natin ito tutugunan ng sanctified love and affection for Jesus, ito'y napakapangit. Ito'y nakamamatay. Ito'y magdudulot sa atin ng kapahamakan. And John MacArthur reminded us that the place of true honor offered for Jesus Christ will always bring out the hostility of those who belong to Satan. If you honor Jesus Christ, those who belong to Satan will be hostile. This is the devil. Ang totoong lugar ng pagpaparangal sa Panginoong Jesus ay hindi kagugustuhan ng mga ayaw sa Panginoon. Dahil ang ayaw sa Panginoon ay kampo ni Satanas. At anything about God, anything about Jesus, anything about the Word of God will really be disdained by this devil, this Satan. So, kapag ka maganda ang atmosphere ng paglilingkod at pagmamahal at pagdakila at pagsunod sa Panginoon, wow, grabe po! Talagang malulugod ang kalwalhatian ng Panginoon. Pero anything that your heart feels with hostility, alam niyo po, ang tingin niyo lamang sa pagsunod kay Jesus, ang tingin niyo lamang sa paglilingkod kay Jesus at sa kanyang mga lingkod, even to the pastors, ginagamit lang kayo. Feeling nyo, ginagamit lang kayo. There's this hostility, anger. Mary's love is bursting with sanctified offering to the Lord. But Judas' heart is bursting with hostility and apostasy. Mag-ingat po tayo. Nabanggit ko po yung word na apostasy. Judas is the apostate of all apostates. Apostasy means rejected and abandoned the faith in God, manifest himself in Christ. Ito po yung nakarinig, nakakilala sa kagandahan at kalakihan at kadakilaan ni Jesus. Pero dumating ang punto na lahat ng truths na iyon ay kanyang isinantabi, tinapon, ibinaon sa limot. Grabe po ang apostasy. At ito po ang panahon natin ngayon. Marami ang ipinanganak sa Christian family, nag-aral sa Christian school, lumaki sa Sunday school, at tila nananalangin sa bawat pagkain. At gayon din, no, nagpunta sa church, naglingkod, naging life group leader. Subalit, ang mundo na ito ay nagpaakit sa kanya. The entertainment, the music, the ways of life, the desires of the flesh, the lusts of the flesh, ito po talaga pong nabighani po siya. At hindi lamang po siya sumunod sa worldliness. Ang pinakamatindi po sa apostasy, tinanggihan, tinalikuran ang Panginoon. Na nagdulot din ng atheism, that this person, no, would no longer believe in God and anything about God. Mag-ingat po tayo. There had been many Judas kisses. Those who have been close to Christ and kissed him goodbye. Now, let us take a look. Jesus did not remain silent. He responded to Judas. Ang response na ito ng Panginoong Jesus ay made public. Ibig sabihin, hindi niya sinolo si Judas. It was made public in the house with all the people listening to Jesus. Sabi po ng Panginoon in verse 7 and verse 8, "Leave her alone," Jesus replied. "It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me." Sinabi ni Jesus, pabayaan ninyo siya. Hayaan ninyong ilaan niya ito para sa araw ng aking libing. Habang panahoy, kasama ninyo mga dukha. Ngunit ako'y hindi ninyo kasama habang panahon. Makikita po natin, no, in Matthew chapter 26 verses 8 to 9, na bakit po sinabi ni Jesus na public ito? Kasi po may mga ibang disciples na sumang-ayon kay Judas. Kaya ang Panginoong Jesus ay aware na si Judas ay talagang hostile against him. Pero may maaari pa rin, the remaining 11 can be swayed to believe Judas. And even in the last 7 days of the ministry of Jesus among the disciples, imagine niyo po yun, 3 taon kasama ni Jesus ang mga disciples, sa punto na 1 linggo na lang mamamatay na siya, mayroon pa rin threat na maaaring mahatak ni Judas. Pero Jesus na po speak up and responded to Judas. At mayroon po siyang 3 dahilan. Bakit leave her alone? Tantanan niyo nga siya. Iwanan niyo nga siya. Sa lahat po ng mga versions sa Bible, talaga po nag-stand out po at nanatili po mga versions na ito sa katagang leave her alone. Iwanan mo si Maria. Let her. Don't mess up with her. Leave her alone. For 3 reasons. Number 1. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. 3 valuable reasons. Jesus valued Mary's affection. The oil has been poured out. That's not what she's keeping, di ba? Binuhos na ni Mary yung oil eh. Hindi na ito meant to keep. Pero ano yung ikikip dito? Is it the oil? No, hindi na nga eh. Hindi nga lang pwedeng masayang dahil ipinwar out. Hindi na pwedeng ibalik, I mean. So sabi dito, ano yung itatago hanggang dulo, hanggang kamatayan? Jesus wanted Mary to keep her thrill, her gratitude, her amazement, her wonder, her love, that is specially sanctified for Jesus alone. Mary loves Jesus with her love. With this pouring out of a pint and a liter of pure nard. But this is no longer about the perfume. This is about the affection of Mary. Na gusto ng Panginoong Jesus na sa kanyang pagkamatay, may maaalala si Maria. Ang maaalala ni Maria ay ang kanyang paghanga, ang kanyang pasasalamat, ang kanyang walang hanggang pag-honor at pag-ibig sa Panginoong Jesus. Imagine, 300 days wages gone in the moment of a lavish affection. 1 taong sweldo, sandali lang nawala na. Think what she could have bought with this. Pero hindi po yun kinalculate ni Mary. Why? Because she saw that her brother was now alive. She saw Jesus is about to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus is here as a Messiah and he became our friends. There is no measuring when it comes to giving to Jesus. There is no quantifying the worth of what I could give to Jesus. There is no way to calculate the cost of love. There is no way to put the heart in a scale and say, this is too much. There is nothing too much to give to Jesus because in the first place, we are nothing. We have nothing. And what do we have? Only heart of true affection to Jesus. Jesus is inexpressibly wonderful and Mary is inexpressibly affectionate. they much. Who is Jesus to you? What do you say about Jesus? And what do you give to him? And Jesus said, "Now you be silent, Judas. Leave her alone. And let her keep that same love and hope when she stands by my grave in 6 days." Pwedeng tantanan mo siya, Judas. Hayaan mo siyang mahalin ako hanggang kamatayan. At dalhin ko sa kamatayan ko hanggang libing ang pag-ibig ni Maria. Number two valuable reason, you will always have the poor among you. This is the value of authenticity. Alam niyo daw po, when you minister to the poor, grabe po, this really is a temptation to covetousness. Malaking pera. Maraming pera ang parating kapag sinabi mong, "I will serve the poor." But Jesus said, "You will always have the poor among you." Jesus reminds the disciples, especially Judas, where really is your authenticity. Diba? Isa siyang thief? Isa siyang hypocrite? And Jesus knew all about it and the disciples knew all about it. Balitang balita na po na si Judas ay magnanakaw. Si Judas, walang ibang gusto kundi pera. Nananatili siya sa church, nananatili siya sa presensya ni Jesus, nananatili siya sa fellowship, nananatili siya magsiserve, sumusunod as a disciple. Pero isa lang ang tingin niya, peso sign. "Leave her alone," Jesus said. "Judas, let me start by giving you a benefit of the doubt," sabi ni Jesus. "If you really care about the poor, then you should do as I do. Well, you have the rest of your life to serve them with all your heart and all your mind. Serve them, and nothing would stop you." Well, ang problema lang dito, hindi mo nakita, Judas. Hindi mo nakita ang tunay na dahilan bakit nagbibigay si Mary, bakit nagbigay ng ganung halaga si Mary kay Jesus. Sabi ng Panginoon, "Judas, leave her alone. Kilala kita. Hindi mo naman talagang mahal ang mahihirap. You are a hypocrite. You don't love me. You only love money. In fact, in 5 days, you will sell me for 30 pieces of silver." Let us take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7 to 10. Hindi ko po yata nailagay sa PowerPoint, pero ang sabi po dyan ni Paul kay Timothy, "We brought nothing into this world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with this we'll be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from that faith." Oh, Judas! You're like this. "And you pierce yourself with many pangs." Itong paalala sa atin ni Pablo, ang pag-ibig sa pera. Ngunit in the early verse, sabi niya, "Those who desire to be rich." Yung ang gusto mo lang maging mayaman, yun ang gusto mo lang pera. Yung bago ka mag-serve sa Lord, pera muna. Yung pupuntahan mo, may pera ba dyan? Anything about money, that is your value, that is your focus. Be very careful because this is a trap away from the Lord. And this is what happened to Judas. His desires, his pleasures are only about money. Kaya ang sabi ng Panginoong Jesus kay Judas, Judas, let her be. Leave her alone. You do not really love the poor. Ngayon, sige, bigyan kita ng benefit of the doubt. You have all your life to serve the poor. Pero huwag mong pakialamanan kung ano yung binigay ni Mary. For me. But you don't really love the poor because you are a thief! Magnanakaw. Hindi ka totoong naglilingkod sa mahihirap. Hindi talaga totoo ang puso mo sa mahihirap dahil ang gusto mo lang ang makakabkab mo. This was written. Jesus knew it. The disciples knew it. Number three, valuable reason. But you will not always have me. The value of affection, the value of authenticity, and now, the valuable reason why we give sanctified love, it is because of Jesus Himself. It's because of Jesus and nothing more, nothing less. Mary feels the preciousness of Jesus, His presence in that house, His ministry in that house. So leave her alone, Judas. Her heart is right. She feels my worth. At Jesus' feet, makikita po natin, ibinuhos ni Mary ang lahat ng laman ng pint o ng litra na ito sa paana ng Panginoon. That's a lavish love on Jesus' feet. And remember, galing po sila sa village of Ephraim, pumunta po sila sa Bethany by feet. Lumakad lang. Imagine niyo po ang putik, ang alikabok, ang dumi, ang amoy ng paa ng Panginoong Jesus because it's a human feet. Pero dito ibinuhos ni Mary ang napaka-sacred, napaka-extravagant at talaga pong malinis at mabangong perfume na ito sa paana ng Panginoon. Bakit? Bakit ganun? Because the least, kung meron mang pinakamaliit na bahagi si Jesus, is worthy of the best of us. Sa human form ni Jesus, nakita ni Mary na ang pinakamababang bahagi ng pagkatao ni Jesus ay ang kanyang paanan, ang kanyang paa. And Mary believed that the least of Jesus is worthy of the best of us. You don't put the best ointment or the best perfume on His head. She put the best perfume on His feet because the lowliest part of Jesus is infinitely more precious than the highest gift of man. Isipin mo, ano ang pinakamahal na binigay mong regalo sa isang tao? Pero bakit mo yun ibinigay sa kanya? And this is the heart of Mary. Ang pinakamagandang regalo ay mayroon siya ibinigay niya sa Panginoon. Ngunit inilagay niya sa pinakamababa at pinakalis na bahagi ng katawan ng Panginoong Jesus, knowing na ang pinakamababang bahagi ng katawan ng Panginoong Jesus is worth the most expensive, precious, extravagant gift of all that any man could ever give God. At kung mapapansin po natin, pinampunas po ni Mary ang kanyang buhok sa paanan ng Panginoong Jesus na may perfume. She anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped Jesus' feet with her hair. Oh, what about the hair of Mary? Nung mga panahon na yon, hindi po ipinapakita ang buhok ng kababaihan. Bakit po? Talagang ito ang pinakamaganda, pinaka-sacred, at pinaka-sabihin po natin katangian ng isang tunay na babae. Pero bakit ito po ang kanyang pinampunas? Again, sabi po dito, ito ang alay ni Mary sa Panginoon. Ito magpapaalala ng kanyang pag-ibig sa Panginoong Jesus. Nakita din Mary ang ganda ng Panginoon at nararapat lamang bigyan din si Jesus ng anumang ganda kung mayroon nga tayo na ialay sa Panginoon. Remember when Simon Peter saw Jesus? Nung po siya ay nakalakad sa tubig. Ang sabi po ni Pedro ay hindi, praise the Lord, praise Jesus, hallelujah. I was able to walk on the water like you. Let's do it again. Hindi po yun ang sinabi ni Peter. Ang sinabi po ni Peter ay, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. The goodness and the power of Jesus made Peter feel unworthy. And same with Mary. Ang kagandahan, ang katambisan at ang kadalisayan ng pag-ibig ng Panginoon ay talaga pong hindi lalapat sa atin. Ito lamang po ay kagandahang loob niya. At alam niyo po, kanyang nilabas ang kanyang buhok at ipinampunas po niya sa paanan ng Panginoon. Ano pong ibig sabihin? Hindi siya kumuha ng towel. Hindi siya kumuha ng anumang damit para malinis ang paanan ng Panginoon mula sa mga alikabok. Because Mary is saying, it would be my honor to turn into a rug for your feet. It would be my honor to turn my hair into a rug for your feet. Hallelujah. What a sanctified love. What a heartfelt love of Mary. Yung pag-ibig ni Mary, damang-dama po ng lahat sa bahay niyon. Umamoy, napuno ng kabanguhan ang tahanan po na iyon. Ang sanctified love, ang totoong pagsamba at pagkakaloob sa Panginoon, nararamdaman po ng ating kasambahay. The private love and affection that we have for Jesus must be, should be public. Should be shown in public, naaamoy, nakikita at nararamdaman ng mga tao. And thus, everybody was blessed. And siguro si Judas na blessed din siya dun sa amoy. Pero hindi nga po yun yung tingin niya eh. Pera lang. So leave her alone, Judas. I am only here for a few more days. Unless you wake up to my words, you will die. And you will never see me again. Judas, tragically, you are not born of God, and therefore you cannot see me, and you cannot see the wonders God had prepared for you. Nakita po ni Mary ang ganda ng Panginoon. And this is the heart of discipleship, to know Jesus, to see Jesus, to hear Jesus, to touch Jesus, and to fellowship with Jesus. Why? Because He is infinitely valuable. Imagine po, sinasabi na ng Panginoong Jesus sa kanila, the Word was made flesh and is dwelling among you. Ako to, ako ang Diyos at ako'y nananahan sa inyo. Ngunit si Judas ay tinanggihan pa rin ang Diyos na nagkatawang tao. Mary has seen my glory, Jesus said. Mary has tasted my grace. Mary has the glimpse of my truth, and Mary's heart has been transformed because of her experience with her fellowship with me. She was able to reach into a lavish love, into a sanctified love that she could not contain into her heart. Wow, her heart, Mary's heart, really matches Jesus' words. Judas, leave her alone. Wala kang alam dito. Does your action, your affection match the worth of Jesus to you? Mga kapatid, in closing, if any voice tells you, kung may mga tinig na nagsasalita sa iyo na wala namang saysay ang kamatayan ni Jesus, walang saysay, hindi totoo yan. Do not listen. Before Mary poured the oil, the perfume, the pure nard into Jesus' feet, mayroon pong pinaponder si Mary sa kanyang heart na sinabi ni Jesus, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in Him, in me, shall never die. I am the resurrection and the life. Mabubuhay na maguli si Jesus mula sa mga patay, at gayon din ako. And our relationship, my relationship with Jesus, does not end in His death, does not end in His burial, but it only begins with my love and affection to Him forever, because He is the resurrection and the life. If any voice tempts you, you want to be rich? Go! That would be your goal. Magpayaman ka. Ang daming mahirap ngayon. Mahirap ang walang pera. Money, money, money. Your goal is just to be rich. Your purpose is to become rich, to be famous. Please do not listen. Jesus is your riches. Si Jesus ang iyong kayamanan. And all that money can buy cannot compare Him. Let Jesus fill your heart. Lahat ng worldly desperation, lahat ng kagustuhan mo, ibigay mo sa Panginoon and let Him fill it with His presence. Oh, you will see, pag nasa deathbed ka na, when we were attacked by the COVID virus, wala na po kami magagawa. We just wait and waited for the Lord to rescue us and redeem us from this deadly virus. And He did so. Pero kung sakaling kinuha niya naman kami, mga kapatid, whatever the word that God planted in this, especially itong promise na ito, I am the resurrection and the life. Kapatid, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God had prepared for those who love Him. For Mary, she saw the resurrection of Jesus already. And she had saw the eternal life that Jesus had promised. Because ang sabi doon, those who believe in Him will have life, everlasting life. If any voice tells you to moderate your love for Jesus, hinahinay lang sa pagbibigay. Hinahinay lang sa paglilingkod. Hinahinay lang. Huwag mong ibigay lahat. Kahit nga yung tithes, ayaw mo pang ibigay para sa Panginoon na yon. Pero pinaghaharimunan mo pa. Be moderate. Hindi naman si Jesus ang gagamit niyan, yung pastor nyo o yung mga tao sa church. Huwag kang magpaloko. Be moderate. Do not listen. Let your affection for Jesus be lavish. Anything about God and for God, in God and with God, be sold out. And do not sell Him out. How is your love for Jesus? How focused are you on this? Crossroad, today we will be praying. Sa unang pagkakataon, napunta po kayo sa Crossroad Church and we welcome you in the love of Jesus. You want to have a sanctified love for Jesus? Praise the Lord. And it all begins by accepting Him as your Lord and Savior. Today is the day of your salvation. And to those who already believe in Jesus, to those who already said, Jesus, You are my Lord and my Master, let us take a look at the worst of Jesus really in our life. Balikan mo ang pagbibigay mo. Not only your life, but even the money, your time, your talent. Lahat ba ito worth sa pag-ibig ng Panginoong Jesus? And let us pray right now. If this is your heart to really have a sanctified love for Jesus, today is the day to recommit our lives to the Lord. Let us all together pray. Hallelujah, God, we thank You that You are our Savior and our Lord. And today we open up to You our lives. Please come. Umasok po kayo sa puso ng mga tao na narito na nais kang tanggapin bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Lord, with honor and respect and love, we receive you as our Lord and Savior. Please forgive us from all our sins. And we declare, Father, Lord Jesus, our thanksgiving to you, for you mind us and you care for us. Today, I begin a new life in you. At kami, Panginoon, na matagal nang sumusunod sa iyo. Panginoon, patawarin niyo kami kung napaka-calculative namin. Patawarin niyo kami kung nakasunod ang aming mga mata sa pera. Patawarin niyo kami kung ang purpose namin is to be rich alone and to have money and to have worth in this life. Patawarin niyo po kami kung meron kami spirito na pagiging Judas. Na narito kami, sumusunod kami, pero ang puso namin ay wala sa iyo. Panginoon, patawarin niyo po kami. Patawarin niyo po kami, Panginoon, kung iniwan namin, inabandon namin, Panginoon, ang mga katotohanan ng iyong salita, ang mga pangako mo, na kung uunahin ka namin, ang lahat ng bagay ay mapapa sa amin. Lord, please, forgive us. And we would like to dedicate to you, Lord, our hearts. Punuin mo ang puso namin, linisin mo. Magkaroon kami ng sanctified love. Lavish love, extravagant, sacrificial, unrestrained love for you. And Lord, salamat. Simula ngayon, our love for you will never be the same again. Because we will only give to you everything and nothing that causes nothing as well. Lord, you deserve all our praise, honor, praise, adoration. Glory to you be alone. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Crossroad, manatili lamang po tayo sandali as we listen to this song from 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24. And think about your love for Jesus. Think about your love for Jesus.